Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
The home of Gavin's phone scams every single morning here on the Wake Up Call. And if you've missed any of Gavin's phone scams, we got them on the radio.com app. All you got to do is search for the Wake Up Call. Tell us about your phone scam today.
We're going to be calling Mark at the request of his wife. And I am calling Mark to get more personal information from him politely because I plan on committing identity fraud with it.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Mark.
Yeah, this is Mark. How can I help you?
Hey, Mark. I had a few questions that I needed to ask you. Do you have a few minutes?
Sir, what's what's this for?
I'm just taking some notes, so, you know, I'm just jotting stuff down. Do you wear glasses?
No.
Like, you don't wear glasses?
Or something? Who are you? Are you with an organization or something?
Sorry, it's rude of me just to jump right in. I should have explained everything. I purchased your identity on the dark web, and I just want to make sure that, like, I get everything right about you. Like, for instance, to complete the whole thing, I would like to cater my look to you just to make it even more believable. So, you said you don't wear glasses.
Did somebody put you after this?
No, it's true. Well, I have your Facebook password. So, like,
Oh, you do, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it?
I haven't even been on your Facebook yet. So that's why I'm asking. Okay. So, like, what kind of a dress code do you usually do? Is it like mostly like shorts and jeans, or are you kind of like a business casual kind of a guy? I'm asking because if I go to a store and I've created a credit card in your name and I'm captured on footage, this actually happens a lot. I just want to make sure that I look like you and and if you could just help me out, I'd appreciate it.
Who are you? How did you get all this information?
I mean, I can't give you my name. I apologize about that. I would if I could.
What else do you have? What else was available?
Oh my god, I got it all. What do you want to know?
Wait, do you have my social security number?
Yeah. 20 Oh.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, I got everything. Your mom's maiden name is you know, your first pet's name was what else is on here? I know your address. You probably know your own address. I don't need to tell you that. But it's 104 in Sacramento.
Okay, that's good enough. Why would you do this?
I mean, it's what I do. I buy identities off the dark web.
Like, blackmail people? Like, try to steal all their money?
No, I'm not going to blackmail you. Obviously, I don't know anything personal about you. I just know your, you know, information. I know the information enough to, like, open credit cards in your name. I'm not gonna blackmail you. I don't know. Do you have secrets? Do you have any secrets?
No, but you're going to try to ruin my credit? What the dude?
Okay, all right. Let's not get, hold on. Let's not start name calling and let's not get upset here. I'm trying to be a nice guy, okay? I'm being polite about this whole thing.
Polite? Stole my identity.
Who hasn't stolen identity, Mark? Really?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, most of the people I know have. But to be fair, I know some people that travel on the dark web. So that's, I mean, that's probably more on me than it is on you. Can we get back, though, to what I was saying? What race are you?
You know what? I'm actually, thank you for calling me. I'm going to have to call the police, and they're going to check this number, and we're going to
hold on. Mark, let's not do that. Why would we involve the police here? That seems almost silly and mean. Listen, have you ever had your identity stolen before? It sounds like you haven't. I can walk you through the whole process, okay? Listen, I know. Listen, Mark, I know you're scared and you're nervous. Everybody is their first time. Just relax. There's protections out there that protect you against people like me. In a couple years, you'll be fine.
That's not acceptable. I'm sorry. You're a horrible human being, and I feel sorry for anyone who cares about you. I'm calling the police right now.
Okay, Mark, hold on. Before you do anything like that, please don't call the police. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on the radio. This is not real. This is a prank phone call. This was actually your wife's idea. She's the one who gave me all this information, which, by the way, you should probably have a talk with her about that. But I apologize for making you so upset about this. This was her idea.
Okay. You're being serious right now?
I am being serious. Yes, this is a prank phone call.
I am on the edge of so many emotions right now.
I'm sure you are.
Scream and cry.
Oh my God! I'm so sorry.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.